here, and we'll use your comments on the air. And Nicole, if you could just please give us the spelling of your last name, please.
Yes, I can. It's Lauer, L-A-U-E-R.
All right. And Nicole, an interesting name change coming up, at least for a couple of weeks here at Boston Valley Elementary. What inspired the change from Boston Valley to Sabres Valley?
Yeah, so we were inspired. I was actually inspired by a couple of my teachers who recall a time that the Sabres were in the playoffs, maybe 15 or so years ago, also with the Boston Bruins. And at that time, you know, just to show their allegiance to the Sabres, they decided they could not keep the name Boston Valley Elementary during the playoffs. They were going to have to change it to Sabres Valley Elementary, just so everyone was clear, like, we are not aligned with the Boston Bruins. Our hearts belong to the Buffalo Sabres. So they asked me if we could do that again, and I was more than willing to make that name change.
And what's been the reaction from everybody at the school?
Well, I think probably one of relief, because we don't want anyone to think we're supporting the Boston Bruins and we're all cheering super hard for the Buffalo Sabres here. We know it's been a long time and we're hoping this is their year, and we are willing to support any way we can, including changing the name of our school.
And how are you going about changing the name physically, albeit temporarily?
Yeah, so there is a sign in front of our school that says Boston Valley Elementary, but I will tell you, as of about 15 minutes ago, that sign has been updated, and it does now say Sabres Valley School.
And how much Sabre spirit is at the school now that it's Sabres Valley for the next couple of weeks?
I would say more than ever. We are, you know, it's just been building as the playoffs have been going on. We have a parade planned for tomorrow. So we're going to all come dressed in our Sabres spirit wear. And around 2:15, we're going to have a parade and just, you know, a pep parade. We're going to be cheering. We're going to be playing some Sabres music. And we're going to go out and acknowledge the new name of our school.
And how long is this going to be Sabres Valley?
I guess as long as it takes. I mean, at some point we're going to have to go back to being Boston Valley, but I will say definitely until we end this series with the Bruins and send them on their way, we will be Sabres Valley School.
We are coming off a 4-2 loss last night. How optimistic are you that the Sabres will bounce back tomorrow and Sunday?
I mean, I'm confident, but when it comes to, like, really digging into the hockey talk, like, I'm going to turn you over to Carson Daka, my third grade teacher. He is our in-house expert when it comes to the Sabres. I'm confident, but he can probably talk better about that than I can.
Hey, Tom, it's Carson Daka.
All right. Hi, Carson. And Carson, the idea of Boston Valley becoming Sabres Valley for at least a couple of weeks there, what was going through your mind as this idea was being approached?
Kind of similar sentiment to what Principal Lauer said. Absolute no-brainer here. In typical time, we have the beautiful Boston Valley, and it's in these rolling hills, and it's a very fitting name. But with the start of this series against the Boston Bruins, it just feels wrong to even have Boston associated with our name. So even with the historic name, a change like this is definitely in order until we take care of business against these Bruins.
How optimistic are you that the Sabres can bounce back after last night?
To tie it back into, like, a teacher lesson as well, you know, we promote to kids all the time that, like, it's really good to learn from your mistakes, and mistakes are good, and this is the place to celebrate it. So I'm going to, I guess, use another analogy with the Sabres as well, that sure, yesterday may have been a really much of a stinker and a disappointment, but I hope that they learn from their mistakes going into Boston. Pretty confident that we're going to be able to get a goal in one of the first two periods. Paige and Darlene, I just think they have the locker room fully under control, and feel like Lindy has a great pulse of the team. So I'm feeling very confident that they're going to turn it around.
All right, and the principal's talked about the parade, and any other plans for Sabre Spirit?
So we've had a couple of Sabre Spirit days throughout the year. I have been being, like, during the day a school teacher, but then after school on Canva, coloring page creator. It's been my other part-time job, I feel like, these past couple weeks. So I've been working hard on some Sabres coloring pages with some different play on words with Sabres players. And I have like a little pouch for kids to grab coloring pages for any grade or age in the schools. And the kids have been loving them and showing me their work, which is really cool because back in October, I tested out a few different like Sabres things for people to grab and try. And they're like, who wants this? But now, like, I can't even print out enough for kids to keep up with it. The excitement is just growing. So definitely some coloring pages. In third grade, we've been doing a lot of reading passages about the history of the Buffalo Sabres back when they got their official team. And they were originally going to be called the Bisons, but there was too many Bisons teams in Buffalo. That's why they sailed with the Sabres. And the kids have been really interested in the history of that arena there, which is really fascinating to hear about when it was the Marineland Arena and that Jumbotron fell right away the year after. And now how we have this gorgeous arena with the Jumbotron and energies in there. So excitement in all aspects is there.
All right. Anything else we've left out of you care to add?
I would just add, Tom, you know, I did watch Josh Allen beat that drum last night. And I will say we've got some pretty big Sabres fans here at Boston Valley / Sabres Valley School. So, I mean, if they're looking for someone to bang that drum, like, we've got some options here at Sabre Valley School.
All right, great. Carson, could you please spell your last name for me?
Yes, D-A-Y-K-A.
Oh, okay, D-A-Y-K-A. And it's Dyka? Dyka.
Dyka.
Dyka, okay. All righty, great. Thank you very much. And if it's possible, could you please email me a picture of the changed school sign?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I will do that. Do you know when this will air?
We're looking to have the interview tonight. Around, I think we're going to look at 6:40 or 6:50.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much. I'll send that picture over to you.
Thanks, Kayla.
Yeah, of course. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.